The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Curry Leaf Flavors of India in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour is America's number one syndicated radio food and wine show, bringing you information about good wines and great food each and every episode. Thank you for sending your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from South Africa, from Baja California, and Italy. Just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are both hungry and thirsty and can't wait to get started. So we're going to pour some wine as we speak. Tonight's special guest is the owner of this restaurant, Ritesh Patel. And you're going to love what he has to say. He's from India, so he has a slight Indian accent, and that's kind of cool. Some ladies think it's kind of sexy, but I'm not going to talk about that. Whether you're just getting started with wine or work in the industry, Wines du Jour can offer you information that you can use and enjoy a glass of wine or two every day, especially with your dinner meal. Wine is made with grapes, but is not typically a table grape by any stretch of the imagination and that you would find in your local grocery store. Wine grapes, the name is called Vitis vinifera, is small, sweet, they have thick skins, and contain seeds. Now, here's something you probably didn't know. There are over 1,300 different varietals of wine, of grapes, I should say, that make wine. Just a few of them are planted all over the world, and yes, wine is a peculiar beverage because even the shape of the glass will change the taste of the wine. We want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and please stay tuned. And if you need to know, we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We are also available on podcast, free on iTunes, and remember, age gets better with wine. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is like a hug in a glass. I like that. So, don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. And remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. But first, I want to talk to you about the wines that we're serving tonight and the restaurant that we're sitting in, which has Indian cuisine. You're not familiar with Indian cuisine? Well, here's an opportunity to learn a little bit more about it, and that's a very good thing. The restaurant is called Curry Leaf Flavors of India, Fine Indian Cuisine. It has a very approachable style, and it has consistent quality. It's located on just off the corner of Tropicana and Fort Apache here in the Las Vegas area. And the wines that we're featuring this evening come to us all the way from Australia. That's an interesting thing. The name of the winery is Lindemans, and Lindemans has given us three different wines to choose to pair some food with here at Curry Leaf. That would be a Chardonnay, that would be a Merlot, and for those of you in Texas, Merlot, or Syrah. And for those of you from Australia, you don't refer to it affectionately as Syrah. You generally refer to it as Shiraz. That's the way the Australians like to pronounce the word Syrah. Very same varietal. Started out in France, like most of the grapes that we make wine out of all around the world. And so this is not going to be any different. The Chardonnay, I'm going to tell you, is very, very food friendly. And I'll tell you why and how all that works. When we come back, we have to go to a break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here at Curry Leaf Flavors of India in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Hi, this is Ron Sedgie inviting you to join me for the Tonight Show of Radio every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Pacific Standard Time on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Now in our 24th year and well over 19,000 guests, the Ron Sedgie Show live originates from our Universal Radio Studios. Celebrities from TV, music, movies, literature, politics, and show business, at one time or another, they all come to the Ron Sedgie Show. So why don't you?
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at Curry Leaf enjoying ourselves, having some wonderful wine from Lindeman's in Australia. I have to tell you that my wife and I spent some time down in Australia a couple years back, and we just loved Lindeman's. The people are just so gracious and so friendly, just like everybody, it seems like, in Australia. The people are very, very nice there. We spent some interesting time at a beautiful place called Adelaide. That's the name of the town. It's about central Australia in the very south. The hold on just a moment.
And for the full list of our programming, log on to crntalk.com.
Wow. We're on the air. That's good. That's what we need to know. Anyway, I was mentioning about Lindeman's and also Australia. The beautiful wines coming from that whole southeastern area of Australia is very, very good. And that's, you know, that's the way it should be, of course. Some of the unique things about Australia is their favorite wine happens to be Syrah, or I just told you, they call it Shiraz. And Shiraz is something that they drink more of than any other flavor. Now, you know, around the world, typically Cabernet Sauvignon is the red wine that's the most popular around the world, as well the Chardonnay for the white wine. But down there, Shiraz has got the definite. In addition to that, the majority of the wines that are bottled in Australia are bottled with a Stelvin closure. Now, you know, we talk about that all the time here on Wines du Jour. Stelvin closure is another word for screw cap. And the reason is the Stelvin company is the one that came up with the machinery that will put the screw cap on the bottles, and they happen to be the only one in the world. So everybody everywhere uses Stelvin product. However, in the last 10 years or so, there's been some changes, a little competition out there. So some of them are now gone from Stelvin to others. The newer wineries probably have had a choice to do that. So that's pretty cool. I don't know what else to tell you. But screw cap is not a bad thing, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Having a Stelvin closure does not mean the wine is any less quality than it would be if it had a cork. And that's very, very true, and there are some old, staunch people that drink nothing but Cabernet Sauvignon 100%. They still feel that if it doesn't have a cork, it can't be as good as a Stelvin closure. However, I want to tell you, in the last 15 to 20 years, all the tests that's been made, and that's everywhere, not only, you know, all around the world, not only in America, and the conclusion is 100% no difference with a Stelvin closure than with a cork. If there is a difference, the difference would be the fact that the cork allows air to get in the bottle periodically, and you get what we refer to affectionately as a cork bottle. That does not ever, ever, ever happen with a stealth enclosure. Okay? I just thought you'd like to know about that. Now, one of the good things about Curry Leaf, which is the name of the restaurant that we're here, the Flavors of India, the owner of this is also the chef. And he's also a trained professional engineer. He decided that he thought food was a little more important in his lifestyle than engineering, and he decided to open a restaurant, which he did. Back in 2015, he came to Las Vegas, opened Curry Leaf, and he's been going ever since. June of 2015 is when he started. Boy, let me tell you, the food here is spectacular. In Las Vegas, and I don't know about in your area, but in Las Vegas, we only have just a handful of Indian cuisine. There aren't a lot of restaurants that serve Indian food, and unfortunately, that means that you have probably not had a good opportunity to discover Indian cuisine. Well, let me tell you, make sure you search it out. Whatever area you live in, if you have an Indian restaurant in your area, make sure you check it out. One of the neat things about Indian cuisine that I think is spectacular is their choice of herbs and spices. And when I say that, I mean they're using, I don't know, maybe 10 times more herbs and spices in their kitchen than we do here in America. We buy curry powder and we think that's Indian. Well, curry powder, well, it comes in different flavors, and also some of it is hotter than others. And a lot of people believe that Indian cuisine is a very spicy, hot cuisine, and that's not the way it works. It doesn't have to be hot and spicy, although it can be. In fact, a lot of dishes may have you tell the food server, I want it in a rate from 1 to 10 in the heat structure, 2 or 5 or 9 or whatever the case may be. I'm a 10 guy myself. I happen to like it very, very spicy. But then I like all things, like barbecue sauce is very spicy and, on and on and on. But with Indian cuisine, we may slow back and go to 9 instead of a 10. My wife is probably a 7 or maybe an 8 if she's in that kind of a mood, but never more than that. That's just too hot for her, and that's okay. There's a lot of 2s and a lot of 1s and a lot of 5s around the country, and that doesn't make you bad in any way, shape, or form. It just means you don't have as much flavor than if you had a 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever. That's strictly personal choice, and that's the way it should be. Then the way we do with wine, we say the same thing as we do with food. Is in wine, we tell you to drink what you like. And when it comes to food, the exact same thing. Eat what you like. If you like it hot, great. If you don't, that's okay too. Doesn't make you a bad person. This restaurant, Curry Leaf, has been known by food gourmands here in town as an out-of-the-box Indian restaurant. The average Indian restaurant in Las Vegas, of which I mentioned earlier there aren't too many, does not necessarily have the selection on the menu that they have here at Curry Leaf. And that's one of the things that the owner is very, very big on, and that is to make sure that you check out the food from India. And the reason I'm saying it's not, there's not just one Indian food. There's like in America, we don't have one American food. In the South, if you go down to New Orleans and so on, that's one style of cuisine. You go to California, that's another one. You go to Texas with barbecue and all that sort of thing, you have a different flavor. And the same thing in India. They have about 12 different regions in India, and each one seems to have their own style of cooking, and the type of spices that they use is indigenous to the particular area that they're in. So the good thing about having a restaurant here in America, like Curry Leaf, is that they can pick items for their menu from different regions in India. And if you come here as a regular guest, or if you're just looking for something a little bit different, you can choose or ask your food server to help you choose some food from different regions in India and kind of get the idea of the style that they have. And it's really, it's not brain surgery, but it's certainly a good way to know what the cuisine in a particular area is all about. They offer a wide variety of dishes, that are not found in a traditional Indian restaurant, especially here in the Las Vegas area, as I mentioned. And that's just a good thing. It gives you an opportunity to discover something that you may not have found, in the past. Now, let me go back to the Lindeman's wines just for a short moment. And the reason I'm saying that is that the Chardonnay, which is the first wine that we are tasting along with the food, is beautiful. Lindeman's has taken it upon themselves to develop 18 different flavors. Now, that doesn't mean 18 different varietals. So what they've done is they've taken maybe Chardonnay in two or three different lots and kept them separate, bottled them separate. And the one that we're having tonight is what they call Bin 65. So if you were to go into your retail store and find out what we had this evening, Bin 65 Chardonnay is the one that we have, 2014. Let me tell you, it retails for about $10. It is very, very tasty. And when I say that, I mean there's a lot of flavors that I want to tell you a little bit about, okay? First, the flavor that I think, first of all, to recognize that this is a crisp wine, very crisp. And that, to me, is important, especially when you're pairing it with food. And then it has the melon, it has the pear, it has the fig, it has all that little fruitiness that Chardonnay tends to have. And this particular one is what we would refer to affectionately as a medium body Chardonnay, which overall means that it will go a little bit better with food. Most Chardonnays, and this is why I don't necessarily care for Chardonnay when it comes time to serve it with food, is that it usually has too much oak. It's gone through a malolactic fermentation and an awful lot of oak. And back in the 1970s, that was an important thing at the time. But the French couldn't figure out why we were doing that because that was way, way, way too much oak. Well, winemakers over the years now have backed off quite a bit, and now you're getting wines that are a lot more food friendly. And to me, that's what wine is all about. You know, we say here in Wines du Jour that wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So sit back and relax and have a glass or two of wine. The medical profession all around the world all agree that you should have one or two glasses of wine with your dinner meal each and every day. Not Friday night, not Saturday, not a party item. That's not what wine is made for. That's what they make tequila and gin and vodka and so on for, if that's what you're looking for. But when it comes to wine, we're talking about a food item. And I want you to consider it like a food, just like you do bread and butter. You know, you consider that food, and you almost automatically put it at your dinner table. Well, do the same thing with wine. It's just an automatic thing to have. Okay, also, I wanted to mention that the food, I'll tell you about the food that they have prepared here to pair with this Chardonnay. But I want to tell you in general that Chardonnay goes well with fish. It goes well with seafood. It goes well with chicken, grilled or otherwise, and also sushi. Now, you're looking for a white wine to go with sushi, you've got one, and that would be a nice Chardonnay. Also, Chardonnay goes well with stews. Now, when I say stew, it could be a roasted vegetable stew. It could be a pork stew. It could be a chicken stew. And I would say with a beef stew, I would probably go with a red wine as opposed to a white. But it definitely does go along very well with stews. So you've got yourself covered. This is very lightly toasted. Now, when we say toasted, that simply just means that when the wine was aged for a given period of time in oak barrels, the wood, the oak, when the wine permeates the oak wood, a flavor of vanilla comes out. And the longer you keep the wine in the barrels, the more vanilla comes out and the stronger it gets. And that's where the strong type that I mentioned earlier is not so good to go with food. But a light oakiness is very good, or vanilla. Vanilla and oak are pretty much the very same thing. Now, this particular Chardonnay was aged in French oak as opposed to any other kind. And I'll tell you about the oak barrels in a few minutes. We've got to go to a break. But when we come back, I'll talk to you about French oak, American oak, Hungarian oak, and all that sort of thing, so you'll have a better idea of why winemakers choose one or the other when it's time to store their wine for a period of time for flavor and taste. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Chardonnay and the food that the chef has paired with that, and that'll be great. You'll love it. We'll be back right after these messages, so please don't go anywhere.
No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933 for free information. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here at Curry Leaf Flavors of India in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're pairing our Lindeman wine, that's the Bin 65 2014 Chardonnay, with the food that the chef has prepared here. And let me tell you, everybody's going, hey, this is pretty doggone good. Well, I have to tell you that I cannot understand exactly what was all put together. I've got all the ingredients. I haven't tasted it personally, so I don't know. But it was potato, garbanzo beans, cilantro, tamarind, chutney, and a little bit of sweet yogurt. That's what we had in this particular dish. And they say it was just very good, went very well with the Chardonnay. Okay, we're about ready to go over to wine number two. And wine number two happens to be one of my favorite varietals, and that is Merlot. As I mentioned earlier, if you're from Texas, you're used to calling it Merlot. I guess not. Well, okay. Anyway, the Merlot is pretty doggone good. Now, you know, Merlot is a grape that was started, like most grapes, in France, and it was the most popular just outside of Bordeaux. Bordeaux did not grow Merlot. They did grow Cabernet Sauvignon, of course. And what happened is the French winemakers decided that some of the Cabernet was a little bit more powerful than it needed to be, and they wanted to kind of cool it down a little bit. So they came up with Merlot, and they were blending a little Merlot juice into the Cabernet Sauvignon. We affectionately refer to that happening as rounding off. You round off the Cabernet with the Merlot, and that just meant that it was probably a little bit less acidic or tannic, a little easier to swallow without heating up your throat, you know, that type of thing. It just kind of melted it down. Well, it turns out winemakers all around the world started growing Merlot, and the next thing you know, they had a glut. More Merlot than they knew what to do with. They could, you know, more than they could blend into their Cabernet. So they started bottling it by itself, and boy, it took off like you can't believe. Merlot by itself, or straight Merlot, is outstanding. In fact, believe it or not, some wineries, and again, this depends on the year and so on, some wineries actually blend Cabernet Sauvignon, 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, maybe even 5%, into the Merlot. It's just the opposite of what the French started out with, mostly Cabernet with a little bit of rounding off. So, and that puts a little more structure, and that works out pretty good. Now, this particular Merlot is pretty soft. It's not stringent in any way, shape, or form. It has the plum and the blackberry and this kind of spicy oakiness that happens. And it has what I call, in this mouthfeel, I call it silky tannins in the mouth. So I think that makes it taste very nice or a little bit easier. And this was aged in French oak barrels as well. Now, the reason I'm saying that, the Chardonnay, I told you, was French oak barrels. This Merlot is French oak barrels. But our third wine, which is Shiraz or Syrah, was actually aged in American oak. And I'll tell you more about that when we get to the third wine. And yes, there is a difference. Oak is oak is oak, but it has its own personality, just like automobiles. They all have their own little personality, so they're not all the same. This is a medium, full-bodied Merlot. I love it, and I think it tastes very, very well. Now, I know you want to know, it retails, believe it or not, for around $10 a bottle. You do not have to spend $50 or $100 for a wine to have it taste good. So just keep that in mind. That's why if you're not sure, when you go to your retail wine store, about a particular wine, or if you're going to have something specific for dinner and you're looking for something that'll really pair well with it, ask the clerk or ask the owner at the retail wine store, and they'll be happy to give you two or three different choices. And believe it or not, you just tell them what price range that you're in, and they'll be happy to comply in that respect. Most people think that the people in the wine stores, they're trying to sell you a $300 bottle of wine. And trust me, folks, that's not at all what it is. And the average customer in the store wouldn't even consider a $300 bottle of wine. So why would they want to do that? They want to make you happy so you'll come back time after time after time. That's the real important thing. Now, this goes well with the food that the chef has prepared here. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But let me tell you some of the things that Merlot goes really well with. And one of them I happen to really like is cheese. It goes very well with cheese. And one of my favorite items that a lot of people aren't familiar with, I don't know why, because it's called duck. This goes really well with duck. It goes really well with portobello mushrooms. It goes well with, if you combine fennel and onions together, saute them, and you want to know what to have with it, that would be a Merlot. That's the way that works. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages. So please, don't go anywhere.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurant.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having some great food with this Merlot. I told you a little bit about it. Now let me tell you what the chef has put together. This is a lamb kebab with Marcella aioli. Let me just tell you, this is tasty. I don't know about you. I love lamb. So lamb and Merlot go very well together. And this is grilled minced lamb with spicy steamed rice cakes and a little bit of mint chutney. Now that green line across your plate, that's the mint chutney. Make sure you taste that, especially with the lamb, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Now, the vegans now, they have what they call an onion, they call it onion fritters with chickpea flour. That's what they have put together for you. And I guess it's good. It's all gone. The plate's empty, so you can't ask for any more than that. That's a good thing. Now, I want to mention a little bit more about the Merlot, because some of the flavors in this is not necessarily something you find in all Merlot. As an example, this has a little dark chocolate in it, which is really something that kind of stands out, but it's not something that you always see in Merlot. It also has a little bit of tobacco, and tobacco is not a negative thing. You know, we're not talking about smoking and so on, but the tobacco aroma is something that really makes it nice. So grilled meats, Merlot goes with all kinds of nuts. If you're into having nuts as an appetizer or just as an accoutrement to another dish, it goes really well. Merlot goes as well with rich sauces. Rich sauces as opposed to like chicken stock or water or what have you. Rich sauces is good. And one of the things I like is if, you know, this is a time of the year, spring, where you get a lot of what we call aromatic vegetables on the market. And if you take those and kind of put a little extra virgin olive oil, get your grill on medium high, not on high, but medium high, and grill your vegetables a little bit before you put them on the plate to eat, you'll find that that, and maybe if you're having lamb chops as an example, that would be a perfect meal to have with this Merlot. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. And one other thing that I really like that most people don't associate Merlot with, and that is goat cheese. I said cheese earlier, but specifically goat cheese, which has a little bit of a tang to it, and that along with this Merlot, I think is very, very good. The percentage of alcohol, which I talk about each and every week, on this Merlot is 13.5, which means it's very, very potentially food-friendly. I didn't tell you, but I'll tell you now, about the Chardonnay that we've already had. It was also 13.5%, and that's why it was one of the reasons that it was very, very food-friendly. So that's a good thing. I said dark chocolate, but I also wanted to mention a little bit about the French oak. French oak comes to us from, obviously, France, typically from the Limousin Forest in France. That's the one that's most popular. But the demand on that has been very, very high. And so that just kind of told the Americans in the Midwest and in the central part of Canada, they should plant oak. Oak forest, and that's what they did. So we've now, over the last 25 or 30 years, we've come up with a competitor, if you will, to the French oak barrels, and that is American oak barrels. Now, I mentioned earlier that oak is oak is oak, but there's a difference in taste and flavor. I mentioned automobiles just to give you kind of an example, but the American oak has a different flavor in the taste of the result you get from aging wine in an oak barrel. And it turns out that over the years, about 90% of all Australian wineries use American oak. Some of them use French oak, and that's why I mentioned this with Lindeman's. They use it on a couple of varietals, but not on all of them. They also use screw caps or Stelvin closures rather than corks by majority in Australia. They're probably the most aggressive country in the world when it comes to Stelvin closures. The majority of their wines definitely have Stelvin closures. That doesn't mean others don't, but they're by far percentage-wise. And it's all coming out to where you're going to find in the near future, I'm predicting that you're going to find the majority of wines all over the world are going to end up in Stelvin closures because of the problems with air getting into the bottle with corks. Now, I know this sounds kind of crazy, but it isn't. Let me just give you another example. What happens typically is that you go to a nice fine dining restaurant and you order a bottle of wine. The sommelier brings you the wine and goes through the procedure to open it and pour a little taste for you. You pick up your glass, you stick your nose in the glass, and it smells like caca. You put it down and say, wait a minute, I think this might be corked. And the sommelier will automatically either smell it himself or herself or take it away and go get another bottle. Automatic, not a problem, and they're not stuck with that wine. Some people say, oh, I didn't want to do that. The restaurant gets stuck with it. No, they don't. It goes right back, ends up at the winery. Now, here's the overall story. The reason I'm even telling you about this is that wineries for years, and I'm talking about hundreds of years, have had anywhere from 5 to 15% of all of their wine come back to the winery as corked. Unbelievable, but true. That's expensive, folks. That takes your bottom line and just reduces it by who knows how much. So they've discovered that with Stelvin closures, not one bottle ever comes back. So what are you going to do if you're a winery owner? You're going to do the one that has the least amount of returns, and it's just not anything that you've done wrong. It's strictly the cork. So cork versus screw cap or Stelvin closure is the story, if you will, and the screw cap wins 99.9% of the time. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Merlot and move over to Shiraz. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wines Du Jour. We're having a good time here at this beautiful curry leaf flavors of India, the fine Indian cuisine that we're having with these Lindeman wines from Australia. I'm telling you, everybody here is very, very happy with the food that the chef has put together. I thought he was going to come and talk to us, but I guess he got called back to the office. I should say the kitchen. That's his office. Well, the good thing is I want to mention a little bit more about the Merlot before we go away. Another item that I really like with Merlot wine Listen to this now, especially you Italian food friends, lasagna. Yeah. You know, it's tough to come up with a wine to go with Italian cuisine sometimes if you don't have Italian wines to choose to go along with it. And I just want to tell you that Merlot goes very, very well with a lasagna. And also, I mentioned the goat cheese. I just think that's something you don't want to forget about. And I mentioned portobello mushrooms. I'm not saying this on all mushrooms. In fact, my unfavorite mushroom is white mushrooms. In my opinion, they shouldn't even grow them. They take up an awful lot of room when you could have nice Italian or brown mushrooms that have real flavor and have good nutrition, where the white mushrooms has very little flavor and no nutrition. So there's a heck of a lot of difference between them. Yes, they're cheaper in the store, but they're also worth a hell of a lot less, if you know what I'm saying. That's the way it is. Okay. Another thing that I happen to like, and this is something I really enjoy doing, is turning the grill on and getting a nice medium-high heat, put a little oil on the grill itself, and take a fresh tuna fillet out to the grill, put a little bit of olive oil on both sides, a little salt and pepper, put it on the grill, and get it about what you would call medium rare, and it is so good with Merlot wine. Unbelievable. And that's something easy to do. Now, you can also take, this is mentioned earlier about spring and all the vegetables and so on. You can take a lot of today's fresh vegetables that you can get in the store and take a nice piece of aluminum foil, let's just say a foot and a half by a foot and a half in size, and put your vegetables that you've cleaned on in the middle of that aluminum foil, a little salt and pepper, fold it up, and sit it in the back of your grill for about 30 to 40 minutes, and you won't believe how good those taste. They're cooked properly. They're kind of semi-steamed, frankly. That's the difference between it. But also, it go very, very well with the tuna or whatever you're cooking to go along with that Merlot. So, anyway, that's just an idea. I also think you should know that this is pretty much a full-bodied wine. I told you that the Chardonnay was not, but this Merlot is pretty much a full-bodied wine. It's spicy, and it's got a lot of silky tannins. I know I mentioned that earlier. But what I like about it is it has a nice, long, lingering finish. When you swallow it, you can continue tasting it from anywhere from 5 to 40 seconds longer. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a heck of a lot. You know, if you don't think so, hold your breath for that long. You know, hold your breath for 40 seconds, and you'll find out that it's not all that easy. It's a lot longer than it sounds. So, anyway, that's the way that it is. Okay, let's go now to wine number 3. That would be the 2015 Lindeman's Bin 50 Syrah, or Shiraz, as they like to say. That comes also from Southeast Australia. In fact, all three of these Lindeman wines this evening, they have about 18 different choices, but the three that we're having this evening are really very tasty and all come from the southeast part of Australia. I mentioned also our favorite town in Australia is Adelaide, which is in the south-central part of Australia, and the wine country starts about Adelaide and goes east from there, and that's where all these grapes are grown in that area. It'll be the southeast part of Australia, and let me just tell you, first class. Now, if you want to go way west and go to a town that you probably have heard of, but not an awful lot, it's called Perth, P-E-R-T-H. Perth is a nice town in Australia, but it's on the very western coast of Australia. Australia is a little bit unique. It's a big country. You've probably seen it on a map. It's as big as it looks. However, the civilization is not throughout Australia. The actual central part of Australia is a big desert, and about the only thing out there are kangaroos running wild. If you go east, or if you go west, or if you go south, even if you go north, you're going to find towns and cities and, you know, the burbs, so to speak. But in the very center, it's just regular old dry desert. And it's hot, just like it is here in Las Vegas, and there's not an awful lot of water. But for some reason, kangaroos run wild there. So anybody in town that has a restaurant that wants to put kangaroo on the menu, they get in their truck and they drive out to Central Australia, get themselves a kangaroo, bring it back, and put it on the menu for this evening. I mean, that's just the way it works. There are the only there are only one or two companies that that actually raise kangaroo for restaurants, and they're what we call tiny kangaroos. They never grow up to be like the ones that are in the central part of the state. That's a whole different story. I probably shouldn't have gotten into that, but that's the way it is, and it's kind of interesting, I think. Another time, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll just finish talking a little bit about the good part of wine number three, which is a dark berry. It's very peppery, spicy, blackcurrant, and very soft tannins. It's going to go really well with what the shelf has put together, which we'll talk about when we return. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at Curry Leaf in Las Vegas. Be back in a moment.
No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available only on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 3025 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
Kahanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kahanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel, voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time in our final segment here on our show. And let me just tell you, the food here is very, very good. You know, you would think the food is so good that everybody in India would weigh 500 pounds. But that's not necessarily the case. They found out about exercise and hard work. It all makes a difference. But let me just tell you, the food here is great. If you have an opportunity to come to Las Vegas, if you don't live here, make sure you search out Curry Leaf restaurant. It is very, very good. The flavors of India is what we refer to it affectionately as. And I want to mention now wine number 3, which is Syrah. I told you that. This is the bin number 50, Syrah, or Shiraz, as they call it, from Lindeman's, 2015, in from Southeast Australia. Now, this is a nice, full-bodied Shiraz. It's very, very drinkable. It is aged in American oak as opposed to French oak. And that's why I mentioned a little bit earlier and told you a little bit about it. And that's because the French tend to like it that way. It has a very beautiful purple color to it. It's got dark berries, a lot of pepper, spicy, black currants, plum. And the tannins are very light for a wine this big. And here you go again. You're going to be shocked. $10 a bottle at your retail store. That is, I think, incredible. Now, you may not know this, but here at Wines du Jour, when we go off the air, everybody that comes to the show gets a ticket, and the ticket has a number on it, and we have a little drawing afterwards, and we normally give out a couple bottles of wine, which we are definitely going to do tonight. Then we're also going to give, because these guys have been so good, we have a little T-shirt that you might be able to win as well. So that's a good thing. If you come again to Las Vegas, make sure that you check out Wines du Jour. If you want to find out more about my work and what I do and what I like, you can go to my website, leskincaid.com, and check it out. So... The website is leskincaid.com. That's L-E-S, Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-I-D.com. Pretty easy. And we've got a pretty nice website. Oh, okay, great. Got a pretty nice website that'll give you information. And if you are into food like I am, I have about 200 to 300 recipes on my website that you're welcome to print out and do whatever you like with it. So check it out, leskincaid.com. That's, of course, www.leskincaid.com. Okay, what I like a little bit, what I like to say a little bit more about the wines is that this goes really well, which I've already mentioned, with pasta. You know, I mentioned earlier the other one has good, but this is with a nice pasta dish. So, again, Italian food, and you don't have Italian wines, a pasta is a good choice. Red meat is another one, almost any kind, beef or pork or lamb or what have you. Syrah goes well with it. I love it with barbecue. It goes good with barbecue sauces and so on, and, of course, with cheeses, and that includes even goat cheese. With not only the Merlot that I told you about earlier, but also with the Cabernet Sauvignon. So thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We're at Curry Leaf Flavors of India in Las Vegas. Great food, great wines and selections. And we had Wines du Jour is America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. You can listen to us each and every week at this very same time. You can go to leskincaid.com and choose any of the shows that we've already had on 24/7, whenever it's convenient for you. If you've enjoyed tonight's program, tell everybody you know to join us next week. And if you want to know more about my favorite subjects, as I mentioned earlier, go to leskincaid.com. I also want to thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for his work. Remember, wine improves with age. The older I get, the better it tastes. Thanks for choosing and listens to Wines du Jour. Please drink.